Ladies, it's good to see you today, just before Christmas.
Oh, 在圣诞节之前看到各位真的很开心。
So I trust we have a good morning together.
我相信我们今天早晨有个美好的聚集。
Anytime we can study God's word and allow it to come into our hearts, that's a good morning.
当我们学习神的话语，让神的话语进到我们心中的时候，那就是一个美好的早晨。
Let's just pray for a moment.
让我们先来祷告。
Jesus, dear, we come before thy presence, recognizing that thou art God,
认出知道你是神
and there's none like you.
没有人像你
Today, as we study your word, give us understanding.
当我们学习你话语的时候，求你赐我们悟性
Help us to realize how much you love us.
让我们知道你有多么的爱我们
Jesus' name, Amen.
奉主耶稣的名求 ，Amen.
We are coming up to the new year of 2022.
哦，马上就要到2022年的新年了。
And I'm sure you're trying to get some new calendars for this time.
我想大家可能这时候都在准备那个新的日历。
So today I am going to show you, a bird's eye view of God's calendar.
然后我们今天有一个。对神的这个日历呢，有一个鸟瞰。
In Isaiah, we have heard where God said to us that I know the end from the beginning.
以赛亚书里边，以赛亚告诉神就宣告说，我从起初知道末后的事。
And I will tell you.
然后我会让你知晓。
He said, "Now I want you to know this because you'll see that there's no other gods but me."
因为我告诉你是要让你知道除我之外并无别神。
So today we're going to have a little Bible study. So get your Bibles if you have them close.
如果你有圣经的话请你拿出来因为今天我们要查考圣经。
I'm going to be using mostly scripture today.
今天我们都是基于圣经都要用经文。
So we see that God not only has a calendar, he has a clock.
神不仅有一个日历他也有一个钟表。
And we recognize that clock began in Genesis 1:1 when it said, "In the beginning, God created heaven, the heavens and the earth."
我们知道神的那个钟表是从创世纪第一章第一节就开始了，说起初神创造天地。
So you see, God had a beginning point.
所以呢，神对这个世界呢有一个开始的时刻。
And He has everything from the beginning. He said.Before you were born, he thought about us. Before he had born, before any of this, he knew what he was going to do with man.
圣经上说，在我们出生之前，神就知道我们。然后在这一切创造之前，神就已经有他的时间表。
He knew what man would do.
他知道人会做什么。
And he made a plan for their redemption.
他也给他们一个救赎的计划。
So, okay, now we see Genesis 1, he began, and 4,000 years later, this is what he said.
然后呢，创世纪的第一章第一节是起初，然后过了四千年，这是神说的。
But when the fullness of the time had come, God sent forth his son, made of a woman, made under the law. I'm sorry, I didn't give you the scripture, Galatians 4:4.
加拉太书四章四节及至时候满足神就差遣他的儿子
So quickly turn there so that you can have your finger that you can have your finger there because we're going to talk about God's fullness of time
请你翻到这个加拉太书四章四节因为我们要讲神的这个时候满足是什么意思
We see that in the first verse of Genesis, we have God creating the earth. But in the third verse of Genesis, we see something very different.
在创世纪的第一章，我们看到神开始了。但是在过了一阵呢，我们就看有些很不寻常的、很不寻常的事情发生了。三章十四节
，God had made man and woman. He had placed them in the most beautiful place.And he had told them, you can do anything else, but just don't eat any of that fruit of the tree of knowledge.
神就是创造了男人女人，把他们放在一个很美的园子里，神说你可以什么都可以做，只是一件事不要做，就是不要吃园子当中那棵辨别善恶的树。
But sure enough, it came a time when they were tempted and Eve failed Adam, but it took it from her and sin came into the world.
然后呢，就是后边有就有试探的时间，那个夏娃呢就吃了那个果子，就跌倒了，失败了。然后，亚当也吃了那个果子，这个罪就进到了人世间。
It was a sad scene as far as I'm concerned. When God came into the garden looking for Adam and Eve, but they're nowhere around as they usually are.
这是一个很令人难过的一个场景，就是神到了傍晚来寻找他们，但是却找不到亚当跟夏娃。
He called them.
He asked them what's wrong.
But he knew what they had done.
他也知道他们都做了什么。
He cursed the serpent.
然后神就那个咒诅了蛇。
And he said something to the serpent was his real prophecy.
神对蛇所说的是一个真正的预言。
He said, and I will put enmity, hatred.Between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed, it shall bruise thy head, that seed, which is a person, shall bruise thy head, and thou shall bruise his heel.
神说我要叫你和女人彼此为仇，你的后裔和女人的后裔也彼此为仇，女人的后裔要伤你的头，你要伤她的脚跟，那个后裔是指单数人，指一个人。
That was God's promise, his prophecy, his promise.
这是神的应许，也是神的预言。
Well, let's travel now about 3,000 and probably about 3,500 years later. Believe it, 3,500 years later.
那个时候呢，再往前走350年，大概是公元前3000年的时候，公元3000年以前。
And we see that God went to a prophet named Isaiah.
神就是有一个先知是以赛亚。
And he prophesied through Isaiah, and we find that in Isaiah 9, verses 6 and 7.
就是在以赛亚书第九章第六节到第七节，神通过以赛亚预言说。
I hope you can get those verses as we read those.
请你翻到以赛亚书第九章六到七节。
And I'm going to ask Lei to read it in Chinese.
我现在给大家读一遍。因有一婴孩为我们而生。有一子赐给我们，政权必担在他的肩头上，他名称为奇妙、测试、全能的神、永在的父、和平的君。他的政权与平安必加增无穷，他必在大卫的宝座上治理他的国，以公平公义使国坚定稳固，从今直到永远。万军之耶和华的热心必成就这事。
Now.He had promised there would be a seed or a child, and 3,500 years later, he says to Isaiah, a child is going to be born.
从神对夏娃说会有一个女人的后裔，又过了3500年，就是神又对以赛亚说会有一婴孩为我们，又会有个婴孩出生。
And he gave him the names of a wonderful, mighty, everlasting, the Prince of Peace.
他讲他的名称为奇妙测试全能的神永在的父和平的君。
Now we see at this time he was promising the children of Israel that a redeemer was going to come.
他对以色列的他的子民百姓说有一位救赎者会来到。
And so we see not only then, we go on to see that he told a man named Micah.
然后后边又对
Micah 5:2
对弥迦他的先对弥迦这个先知说在弥迦书第五章第二节
and he told him there you see where the child was going to be born
在弥迦神告诉弥迦这个救赎者这个婴孩会在哪里出生
so we see he said then in the fullness of timeAnd there's over 300 prophecies in the Old Testament telling about the time when Jesus would first come.
然后在旧约里面就有300个预言是讲到耶稣的头次再来。
And now we see that in the fullness of time, this is what I want to bring across to you.
他就讲到说，极致时候满足，这个时候满足就想，我想大家能够抓到的，能够理解到的。
God had a time and a place that he was working out his own calendar.
神有他的一个时间跟他的地点来把他的这个时间日程表给实现出来。
Matthew, chapter 1, verse 22 and 23, it tells us how it's going to happen.
马太福音一章二十二、二十三节就告诉我们它是如何发生的。
And so we see now that Jesus had come. He was going to be born in Bethlehem, just like the prophet said. And we know the story of how Jesus came, and of his life, and of giving of his life.And that is particular where he had said to Satan, you may bruise his heel, but he will bruise your head.
就是我们知道，就是到了时候呢，主耶稣就照着所预言的在伯利恒出生了。然后之后呢，他的就是说他的故事就是在马，他的出生在马太福音里，他来就是为了要击败撒旦，就是成就在创世纪里面神的预言，就是说你要伤他的头，你要伤他的脚跟，他要伤你的头。
That was a great point in history.
那是人类历史上最伟大的时刻。
But now we see he's quiet again, and he's not moved. When I talk about moving, I'm talking about in his prophecy. He has not really moved anymore until we'll see this.Until in the fullness of time, he is going to come for his church. No longer a baby of the son, or the son on the cross, but now the overcoming, interceding, waiting for God's command, go to get your bride.
就是我们看到了之后呢，在主耶稣他来了，第一次来了之后，我们看到好像预言就没有再继续的就是好像有一个静止期似的，但是呢，主耶稣他实际上在天上等着，等到时候满足的时候，他就会来接他的新娘，就是教父，就是教会。
So we see in the fullness of time, he said a child would come and he would be the Messiah. Now the next thing we see in the fullness of time, he's coming for his church, and we find that in John 14, 1 through 3.
在时候满足的时候呢，一个婴孩为我们而生，他就是弥赛亚。然后再到时候满足的时候呢，他就会再来接他的教会，那就是在约翰福音十四章第一节。
What comforting words that was for the disciples.
这是对他的一个安慰门徒的话。
But not only for the disciples.
不单单是为门徒。
Those words have rang out.For almost 2,000 years, that has given faith to people to keep going because they know Jesus is coming.
而且是给后来这基本上这两千年里边给大家信心，让我们就是相信他的人知道说有一天他会再来。
But the wonderful thing about the second coming is that God did not just say it's going to be; He tells us how it's going to be, and we see that in 1 Corinthians 15.51 and 52.
就是关于这个第二次再来最奇妙的事情，神不单单告诉我们说他是会来，而且告诉我们他会如何来，所以就在哥林多前书15章51 52告诉我们。
Okay, and so we see that and we see it not only in you read 1 Corinthians, did you? Then in 1 Thessalonians, he again tells us againWhat it's going to be like. If you'll read that for us, Lay 4,
yeah.
16 through 18, please.
Yeah, 神也在不仅在哥林多前书15章51 52节告诉我们，也再次是在帖撒罗尼迦前书4章16到18节告诉我们。 I'm going to read that. OK, 我来给大家读。因为主必亲自从天降临，有呼叫的声音和天使长的声音，又有神的号吹响。那在基督里死了的人必先复活，以后我们这活着还存留的人必和他们一同被提到云里，在空中与主相遇，这样我们就要和主永远同在。所以你们当用这些话彼此劝慰。
So true to his word, God has said, I will let you know. I will let you know when the fullness of time comes. I will let you know that I am in charge of all of this.
就是神说，我要让你知道说，在时候满足的时候会发生什么，我也要让你们知道，我是完全的在掌管一切。
This has truly been a comfort down through the last 2,000, almost 2,000 years.
这基本上是过去两千年，真的是对相信的人一个真正的一个安慰跟鼓励。
So we know that he's coming back for his children, and he also tells us that there's going to be a terrible time called the tribulation.
他不仅要来接他的孩子们，而且他也告诉我们会有一个非常一个可怕的时期，就称为大灾难时期。
And so I'm telling you, he tells us, I'm telling you ahead of time about this tribulation and what is going to be during that time. And we see this in Revelations.
我就预先告诉你们，就是会有这个大灾难，这个大灾难，而且是怎么样的情况，都在启示录里写着，我预先告诉大家。
So he has never left us without telling us what is ahead.
所以他从来没有说让我们就留在这个自己摸索留在黑暗里他提前预先就告诉我们会发生什么
Now he said after that tribulation Jesus is coming back triumphantly and we're going to have 1,000 years a millennial
所以呢告诉我们在这个大灾难之后呢主耶稣会得胜会再来然后在那个之后呢我们就有1000年的这个主耶稣作王掌权就是千禧年。
But before the 1,000 years, we see that the tribulation, and then we see that Satan is going to be bound before that 1,000 years.
在那1000年千禧年之前呢撒旦会被捆绑。
The one who's done so much damage, the one that has terrified his people, he is going to bound, we see, for 1,000 years. Not he's going to put him in hell, but he's going to chain him in darkness.
就是这位，这个就是对我们造成很大的，就是要想要毁灭我们，而且就是让很多人。很惊吓的这么一位这个魔鬼他会被捆绑还不是说暂时就是放在地狱里而是暂时把他捆绑他会看到他的结局
That's going to be quite a thing you see He's going to bound Satan He's going to throw the beast and the false prophet which most of you don't know too much about except those who've been studying with me but they're going to go into the lake of fire It's going to be a mightyWhat shall I say, judgment at that particular time.
在那个特别的时期会有一个很就是一个很大的一个特别的公义的审判那个兽呢和假先知会先被扔到硫磺火湖里边。
So in the fullness of time, he's going to set up his rule of 1,000 years. And we see this in Revelations 24 through 6.
然后就是到时候满足的时候耶稣会来掌权作王我们看到在创世就是启示录20:4-6
Okay So we see now that the next thing is going to happen is the devil is going to be cast into the lake of fire
在后边的一个那个时候满足的时候撒旦就被扔到了硫磺火湖里
It's a wonderful thing to recognize that God is showing us step by step his calendar.
所以呢真的是看到神在这他的日程表上一步一步的真的是一件是不是很一件很棒的事情呢
So we see then that then he's going to come and I want you to notice, did you do Revelations 11:15? You didn't, did you?
Revelation 11:15, we didn't mention that yet. We said that Revelation 20.
Okay, I'm sorry, it's 2011. I'm sorry, it's Revelations 20 chapter 11 verse and 5 to the 15th. But let me say something before. So we see now that they are being judged. They're being sent out. Satan isn't going to be anymore. He is the one that tempted. He's the one that, what shall I say, has caused so much havoc to man. but he will be gone.
然后呢，在那一千年之后呢，就是这个撒旦呢，他就彻底的就是被放到硫磺火湖里，就消失了。他带来很多的灾，就是很多的毁坏，很多的灾难。但到那个时候，他就是被放去到了他应该去的地方，就是地狱里。
So we see after the hundred, the thousand years of a beautiful, beautiful, wonderful kingdom of God where Jesus will rule, we see that the next thing is going to be that when he comes back, after it's all over, there's going to be a judgment. And we see this, he says, in the fullness of time, he's coming back as a conquering king and he will judge. Let's look at Revelations 20:11-15.
然后呢，主耶稣在千禧年之后，他做王掌权，照着所预定的时候满足的时候，他回来在千禧年做王掌权。在那个之后呢，就有这个白色大宝座的审判。我们来看启示录20:11-15.
It's going to be quite a time, isn't it? It's not going to be a time when you can state your case.
What?
It's not going to be a time when you can stand up before God and say, well, why did you do this? And why didn't you do this? And you state your case that I was a good person. No, it's not a time like that. This is the judgment time.
那个时候呢，那个白色那个审判的时候，不再是说你可以指责神说，哦，为什么你这样做，为什么你那样做？你不是在那儿说，哦，你在跟神，这是一个审判的时候。
No one will be able to say a word.
没有一个人可以反驳，他们都没，就是都是就是没有办法回嘴，就是静默，没有办法说。
I can hardly imagine this. As we see this great throne, and we see all the people, because now all the dead has been raised down for the last 6,000 years. It will be, he has raised all of the dead, and they all stand before him, not those.That have already been judged by Jesus and their sins forgiven, but all of those that have not taken God.
这个我是很难想象这一幕的。在那个白色大宝座前面是所有的这六千年中，就是人类历史中出生的所有的人，所有的人，但是不是那个包，不，这些是不包括那个信主的人，不是那些相信主的人，而是所有出生的，但是他们拒绝神，没有相信神的人，他们都在这个大宝座前。
Every one of them standing there would be cast into the lake of fire.
站在白色大宝座前的人都会被扔到硫磺火湖里。
But you know, that isn't the last fullness of time.The last fullness of time comes in Revelations 21.
然后呢，我再补充一点，刚才我那个翻译的不太对，就是他们在白色大宝座前这些不信的人，他们不能再申辩了，只能静默等候判罪。然后最后的那个时候满足就在启示录21:1.
We see that in the last fullness of time, the earth will be destroyed.The heavens will be destroyed. The universe will be gone. And there's going to be a new heaven and earth.
在这个最后的这个时候满足就是这个天地都过去了，天地也都会回去了，这个被毁，然后这个宇宙也不见了。在那个先前的天地已经过去了，在那个时候有新天新地。
Now we see in Revelations 21:1-4,We see there what it's going to be like. Lay, would you read that to him?
Yes. 在启示录21:1-10，我们会看到这个新天新地是怎么样的。我来读。我又看见一个新天新地，因为先前的天地已经过去了，海也不再有了。我又看见圣城新耶路撒冷由神那里从天而降，预备好了，就如新妇装饰整齐，等候丈夫。我听见有大声音从宝座出来说，看哪，神的帐幕在人间，他要与人同住，他们要做他的子民，神要亲自与他们同在，做他们的神，神要擦去他们一切的眼泪，不再有死亡，也不再有悲哀、哭嚎、哀痛，因为以前的事都过去了。
And so we see the last thing on God's calendar is when he takes us home, when the new heavens come beyond anything we can even think of. We've taken a long journey, haven't we?
然后呢，我们看到这个神的日程表，到最后神的日程表满足的时候，神先把我们都接走，然后神让我们这个住在，就是最后就是新天新地降临。我们是不是过了一个很长的一个时间，走了一个很长的旅程呢？到现在。
I know it's been fast, and I know you probably couldn't take it all in. And maybe, I don't know if Lay could put those scriptures down for you. But I wish you could get hold of how God has everything planned.
我就是讲得很快，我好像让你有点，不是，就是很快的这样过去。但是我想让你明白一点，就是神已经把每件事情都计划好了。我也回头可以把经节发给大家。
And when he says, in the fullness of my time, when I have given this and it's over, I will go on to the next step for man.
神说当时候满足的时候，我就让这件事情就发生，然后再往下就是下一个时候满足的时候，又是另外一个事件发生。
Now you and I are way back there looking for the coming of Jesus.
我们在这里就是其实一直在等着主耶稣的再来。
But I think it's good if we recognize that our God has everything under control.
但是如果我们真的是知道说神真的是掌管一切，那是不是一件很棒的事情呢？
I know even today things are so mixed up, and things they're telling us bad things are coming and all of this. But remember this, God is in full control of his creation.
就是我们今天听到很多这个糟糕的消息，是这样的那样的坏消息，但是我们要知道说神真的是完全的 完完全全绝对的是在掌管一切。
Let's just pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
Heavenly Father, our hearts today recognize that thou art so great.
让我们知道说主啊，你是多么的美善，多么的伟大。
So wonderful.
主啊，你是多么的奇妙。
That you so love men that you have a beautiful plan and you're going to work that plan in our lives.
你如此的真的是爱我们，然后呢，你就是有一个美好的计划，这个计划也会在我们的生命当中实现。
We know none of this could happen only because you sent Jesus.
如果不是因为主耶稣来到我们这个世，来到世间，这一切都不可能发生，这一切计划。
If you had left man like they were in the garden where they had sinned, we would have all born and died and been in hell through eternity.
如果你就是不管我们，当人在这个伊甸园犯罪之后，我们就都生在罪中，我们最后的结局就是地狱。
But because of your great love for man, you sent your son.To die that he might pay for my sins.
因为他爱我，因为你爱我们的大爱，你差遣你的儿子为我们死，真的是为我的罪配了这个赎价。
Oh God, help us to feel that and understand it this Christmas season.
主啊，在这个圣诞节，让我们能够感受到这一切，也真的是能够明白。
Bless our ladies, Lord.
求你祝福我们每一位。
Draw them closer to you.
让他们能够吸引他们更靠近你。
Until in the fullness of time, we will be with you home in heaven.
直到时候满足的时候，我们在天堂，我们回家跟你在一起。
Amen.
Amen.
Have a wonderful Christmas and God bless each one.
祝大家圣诞快乐，神祝福大家。